Good morning. It's 7 o'clock straight up on Tuesday, June the 27th, 2017. That's a lot of sevens. I got my butt out early. I have to be home in time to wake the kid at 7:30. But even if this takes 20 minutes, I'll be home in plenty of time. So this morning we've got an appointment for her this morning, 9 o'clock, so hour and a half before the appointment time is the standard wake-up. She should be doing this herself. But I like to help her out a little bit when I can. In a few days, she's off to Anime Expo. Fingers crossed everything goes well. You can't help but worry about them. But the reality was, by the time I was her age, 19, I'd already been to boot camp. I had already finished RMA school, Radioman A school in Governor's Island. I survived New York City on my own. And they didn't come more naive than me at 19, let me tell you. So, yeah, okay, one day at a time. I did my walking meditation this morning, first 10 minutes or so. It's interesting to see walking through the lens of meditation. I often consider it so. Tai Chi is sometimes referred to as moving meditation. Come on. Don't often see people coming down that cul-de-sac. It's a lovely morning. Part of the meditation was to, before I actually start walking, to stop and consider the morning, which is, in a lot of ways, what I do when I take the picture is view, and even though I know what the frame is going to be, observing it, not trying to change it, but just being aware of, okay, this needs to line up here, this needs to line up here, I need to press that button, file it with Flickr and Google Plus, and we're good. But to stop and feel the balance, stop and feel the weight of the body against the ground, whether there's more weight on the balls of my feet or the backs or the sides, and not necessarily to change it, but to see where the balance point is, to be aware of it. It goes back to Tai Chi, where you move as if suspended from the top of the head. So your spine lines up and you sit back just a little bit using the feet to push your hips forward. As opposed to what I normally do, which is lean forward and use my feet to catch myself from falling over. And it's probably better posture. It's probably better for me. I think a stronger core certainly helps. And there isn't really any question that I've got a much stronger core now. I need to eat more. I've already eaten one breakfast. I've got to have another one here when I get the kid up. She'll probably want an egg or bagel or something. I'll make an egg beater. An egg beater something. Some quinoa. Maybe I'll do a ham and egg cheese quinoa scramble. Sounds good. Throw in a few sweet peppers, a little bit of onion. I need to check the numbers to see if I should have a piece of toast or glass of milk or something. The problem, I do tend to load carbs early in the day and then don't get an even mix over the course of the day, which is something of a problem. My numbers were down again this morning, which is good. I don't know. You know, the problem is the accuracy. This is the same meter, the same blood, the same finger. 2 minutes apart can be different by 10 or 20 points. Do a rolling average. The trend line is definitely downward. The trend line, the one I look at as being most diagnostic, is the first one in the morning. And that's definitely sinking down. That's not going down very quickly, but it is going down. I'll be really interested to see how that affects my A1C at the end of my 90 days. It should be July, I don't know, 17th, 18th, somewhere in there. It's hard to believe. It's been just a little over 2 months. I've lost 18 pounds, pushing 19. My official weigh-in was 174 and a half. Down from 193. I need to get better at hitting my 1500 calorie goal. A day goal. And part of that is eating more carbs. But I don't For the most part, I find I don't really miss the extra calories. I'm not feeling hungry that much anymore. I had a bad day yesterday. Ate like a horse. That is, lots of grain and carrots. Also need to hit the local. Say it with me. Won't post. I need to hit the local health food store and see if I can get a bunch of mung beans, or what's the other one? Alfalfa and daikon, to make sprouts. Okay, posture, stand up, sit back, there we go. Because I really like sprouts. I like sprouts in my sandwiches. I like sprouts in my soup. I got a bunch of red miso bean paste. I want to try to make some hot and sour soup with mung beans and tofu. Good morning. Okay, this guy needs to come down the street. Morning. A few carrots, miso soup, a little bit of onion, some radish sprouts, some mung bean sprouts. Good morning, good morning. I have a block of tofu in the fridge. I've got to get it used up here pretty quick. So a recipe, I got some sample diabetes magazines from the education nurse, and one of the recipes is a tofu curry. I have a couple of packets of curry powder. I've got a garam masala that I need to use up. I've got some really hot red Thai curry powder that that'll make your nose run. I should put some in my chicken soup. I made that chicken soup last night, and from the other half of my roast chicken the other night. Came up pretty good. It was a very dense stew. There wasn't a lot of broth to it. I didn't add a lot of outside stuff. I probably should throw some water in it, and maybe a pinch of that red Thai chili. Since I'm probably going to be the only one who will eat the leftovers. My knee is doing better. My legs are doing better. Yesterday I didn't get out. By the time I got all of the chores run and stuff done for the morning, it was afternoon. So I didn't get out. I did walk a mile last night on the treadmill. I discovered the other night that if I walk when my glucose is at its peak, I can knock it down 30, 40 points with just a 20-minute walk. And as much as I like the 2 miles in the evening and the 2 miles in the morning, I'll probably go back to them soon. But I need to be a little more respectful of my body, my knees in particular. It's not like I haven't been using them, and it's not like I haven't been exercising them, but that 120 beat a minute thing in the morning, that's a lot of pounding. 3 miles an hour in the afternoon and the evening, that's not too bad. It's on the treadmill. It's pretty predictable. The treadmill has a wicked squeak, but my wife has started using it, I'm using it. We just use it for walking. It's a walking treadmill and it works really well. Having the YouTube videos is a bonus. The computer that it's linked up to has Bluetooth, so I sync up my Bluetooth headphones, my Bluetooth earbuds, and I can listen without being wired up. It actually has an input jack for MP3 and speakers mounted in it, so you could actually, it needs a male-to-male plug, but you could actually use it. Just plug the audio output into the speakers and call it good. Glad I didn't wait much longer. I'm wearing a sweatshirt this morning. I'm wearing a sweatshirt and a t-shirt, actually. Working up a little sweat, nothing big. In the shade, it's quite comfortable. And in the sun, it's just getting up to the point where I feel that sun on my face and go, oh, it's going to be a hot day. I am. Oh, this is going to be. Moist. Here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.